Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in on this rainy Thursday. Well, maybe the rain's slacking off now. I think we're on the back end of this thing for the most part. It was certainly raining heavily overnight. I hope maybe you're one of the people kind of bleary-eyed this morning from getting up at 2:30, I think is when the alarm went off on my phone.
Oh, yeah, it did. I didn't go back to sleep.
Yeah, rocked a lot of people out of bed with that weather this morning. Fortunately, there was no problems weather-wise, I mean, that I know of, no damage or anything, no real tornadoes, but a few scary moments, particularly out in our neck of the woods there, where we just moved in St. Charles, was kind of the eye of that thing when that alarm first went off. But a little bit of time in the basement, and here we are. So we got lots to talk about. There's the election lawsuit out in St. Charles County. All the news stations have been out there covering that this morning. The polls are open, and Kim, I just got a firsthand report from Michelle Cox. My wife, who is in line at the St. Charles County election headquarters. She said there are about 100 people in front of her.
Wow.
The polls are still 20 minutes from opening, and the parking lot is full. She said she thinks she got the last parking spot in the lot this morning when she got there.
Well, that's good she even found a parking spot, because when I went there about a week ago or so, the longest part of the waiting process was actually getting even to the building, where then you could stand outside and wait to get in. People were just backed. We were on 79, but people were backed up along the off-ramp on 70.
Yeah. The polls are open is the point. We had an interview this morning with the guy, Travis Hines, who actually filed this suit against the Kurt Barr up there. And he says his goal was never to stop voting, and it's not going to stop voting, but there is going to be a hearing in court tomorrow morning at 9. The issue is Kurt Barr allowing poll watchers to be in there as people are voting, and he hasn't done that up until now. So that's what this is all about, just so you know. If you haven't voted yet, like my wife, the polls are going to open here in 20 minutes or so for early voting. We'll get to more on that for you coming up. We also have Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins a little later, and a way you can help out the folks at Backstoppers this month. If you're a bourbon fan like I am, it's a great deal. So we'll talk to Charlie Metzner as well before the end of the hour. Right now, though, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They want me on the ballot to trick people into voting for me instead of voting for President Trump. And what I'm saying to you is, do not fall for that ploy. I don't want your vote. I want you to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, RFK commenting on the SCOTUS decision that his name must remain on the ballot. What a sleight of hand by the Democrats in these swing states. They didn't fight him dropping off the ballot in any state but the 7 or 8 that count.
And I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
Thank you, President Trump. A great speech last night. I believe he was in Wisconsin. That's where he got in the garbage truck and drove around with the big yellow vest on, wore it up onto the stage. It was a huge hit as he continues to jab Kamala Harris over the garbage comment by Joe Biden.
Do you sympathise with any voters who do feel offended by or insulted by the garbage comments?
I get it in terms of the concerns they have about challenges like the price of groceries.
I get it, but I don't really sympathize with them because she also believes they're garbage.
Well, this is not a distraction for Harris. It's a reflection of what she believes, too. She's been peddling a lot of vitriol and hate for years.
Yeah, I really believe that Kellyanne Conway kind of hit the ball out of the park there. She's absolutely right. It's been going on forever. This wasn't something that they just cooked up. It's just that Joe Biden said the quiet part out loud, the deplorable thing from all those years ago. We got Whoopi Goldberg pointing out that, well, guess what? Hillary said that, but she was right. Whoopi Goldberg said that yesterday on TV. Go to cut 10, Carl.
There is a completely unfair standard with Donald Trump. There's an unfair standard where his supporters have just decided it's baked in when he insults people, but they do take offense. Deplorables did matter. That comment from Hillary Clinton did matter.
But I would say that she was
right. Joe Biden is still the president. I'd like him to be working on getting the hostages back.
And it turns out she was right, says Whoopi Goldberg. They are deplorable human beings if they support Donald Trump. If they disagree with my worldview, they must be a basket full of deplorables.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, name it.
Yeah, she was really angry after hitting the glass ceiling there that time.
I just think it's funny how Joe Biden was the one who was saying, we need to tone down this dangerous and violent, hateful rhetoric. And then he calls Trump supporters garbage. And I am loving not only that Trump rode up in a garbage truck and wore the vest at his rally. I love looking on social media and seeing people, you know, they're hiding behind garbage bins and they're all you see is the garbage bin rolling. And they're like, oh, yeah, on my way to vote for Donald Trump or on my way to vote for Hitler.
He is so relaxed right now. And this in the rally last night, he joked about, you know, he's always in a suit coat. And he joked about them convincing him to wear that vest up onto the stage last night. Listen.
I got in the car and I'm driving over here and I have this still on. And I come into the arena and I say, where's my jacket? I want to get out of this thing. And they said, it would be unbelievable if you could wear it on stage. I said, no way. I got 25,000 people standing outside. I got all these people here. There's no way I'm wearing it on stage. They said, oh, okay, sir. I said, get me my jacket. But if you did, you know, it actually makes you look thinner. I said, oh. And they got me. I said, I want to wear it on stage. When they said I look thinner, I said, in that case, I'll wear it on stage.
Mark, you think our trash bags today make us look thinner?
Yours does.
Thank you.
Mine does not. We're both feeling kind of garbagey this morning. So for in honor of Halloween and Joseph Robinette Biden, we wore our garbage bags to work today. And, you know, Kim had her sister's helper with her. She admitted this. And they kind of pulled up the slack in the back like you would pull up for a dress or something. And mine just hangs there. So my garbage bag makes me look fat.
Well, I should thank my sisters then for giving me a more flattering garbage bag.
They did. Yours has a woman's touch to it. All my wife
has a V-neck.
Help me slap a few more pieces of garbage on here last night with some tape.
Why I taped the remnants of Carl's clementine. So actually, it smells nice now.
You've got bananas.
I do.
Banana peel and oranges on that.
I do.
I got another orange peel if you want it, Mark.
I'm good. I'm all good. All right. I'm all good. Thank you, though. Hey, we're going to get to a quick break. We got Shannon Bream coming up from Fox News Sunday. This thing has blown up. Had Brett Baer talking about it last night. We'll get to all that for you and more.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
822, stay tuned.
But I just wanted to let you know that 250 million people, that's what I think the real number is for making America great again. 250 million, the real number. They don't think in terms of garbage, okay? They don't use terms like that. And it's a shame. And Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it. She's the vice president, but I assume she's acting as the president. She should never have let that happen. I hope you enjoyed this garbage truck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Shannon, you wouldn't have to be a pundit to have seen that one coming, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the day before when people are like, wouldn't it be great if you started driving a garbage truck? And yeah. Then, like, right on cue, here we have the orange vest. We've got the truck the whole nine yards.
Wow. Obviously, the messaging, they're trying to take advantage of this while the iron is hot, I guess you would say. You think it's going to be effective?
Well, that's the question. Is there anybody to be swayed left? I mean, if you have not voted yet, great, you're voting election day, but do you not know who you're voting for? I don't know. I don't know if there are people still to be persuaded, because I feel like if you care, gosh, the country's so passionate and divided over this whole thing, you've probably picked a side. I don't know if Oscar the Grouch, you know, garbage truck and deal is going to change your mind and get you off the couch to vote. I keep looking for undecided voters. You guys probably do, too. We'd love to pick their brains, but I just can't find any. Yeah.
I just wonder if it's more about getting the people who actually do support Trump but are kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I really feel like voting. I don't want to wait in the line. And then you hear that you're called garbage and you're like, oh, wow, OK, well, now I'm going to get up and vote. So it's not as much maybe about undecided voters, but people who are just, well, for lack of a better word, lazy and don't want to get up and go to the polls.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because we know motivation and turnout is actually the key to this whole thing. You can poll all day long. People can like TikToks. People can like stunts. But if they're not going to get up and vote, that's going to cost you the election, whichever side of the deal you're on with this thing. And President Trump likes to say, we're winning. We're actually winning by a lot, as if making it seem, you know, he's got internal polls that show more of a gap than what we see publicly. And there's a big debate over that. I mean, there's a worry that it suppresses his people if they think, ah, he's got this thing in the bag. I don't, you know, it's a busy day. I got a child care issue, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, go vote. He's fine. He runs the risk of wanting to come into this as, you know, I'm a winner. People want me. People are voting for me. If you've got people that you do have to motivate to disrupt their daily routine and actually go do it.
Yeah, but the vest was slenderizing, he said. He might wear it from now on.
Listen, all of, everyone who takes to a stage in public life would like to find something more slenderizing. So, not sure if the orange is it, but, you know, my thought was with the orange, like, the next thing we're going to see is the other side is going to take this and try to turn it into, like, they often do, you know, prison garb memes and that kind of thing, him cleaning up the side of the streets as a, you know, convict. He'd probably embrace that too, though. He would monetize and
might get him more votes for sure. On the other side of the coin, I wanted to play something that happened up in New York this week. Go to cut 11 and turn the volume down a little bit, Carl, because people are screaming.
Oh, okay, thank you,
sir. Loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Go Kamala!
Yeah! Yes! For a dollar. Who are you voting for? Yes, there you go.
Did you witness any of this up there in New York by chance? I know you're in D.C., but that was Will Ferrell and Billy Eichner running the streets of New York trying to gin up support for Kamala Harris. I mean, she is leaning heavily on celebrities this last 3 or 4 days, isn't she?
Yeah, and it begs the question when you have the giant superstars like Beyonce and Taylor Swift and these actors and everybody else on your side. I've only seen one or two semi-prominent, you know, celeb types to come out and say like, oh no, I'm with Trump. I know it's going to kill my career in Hollywood, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at what she's got working for her, $1 billion, ads, you know, blanketing the airwaves, most of the cultural elites, you know, a lot of people would argue, you know, favorable treatment from the mainstream media. That begs the question that one of the New York Times headlines last week, why isn't she running away with this? Because she really does have most of what, you know, is happening out there with the A-list is on her side.
Yeah, I got about a minute left here. Is it a big deal that the Trump campaign got early voting extended up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania?
Well, listen, there are more than 200 lawsuits currently pending related to the election everywhere. But yeah, they felt like if it's supposed to go to 6 p.m. and it's being cut off at 2:30 or 3:30 by some of these accounts, listen, now that they're pushing early voting, they want everybody to have their chance to vote. Expect more of these lawsuits, and we're waiting on another big decision from the Supreme Court that involves Pennsylvania today, too, potentially.
Yeah, who you got lined up for this weekend?
So we've got Elise Stefanik, one of the top Republicans, will be on set with us. We're doing the show in New York this week, a big Trump advocate. And some of those House races in New York could actually flip control of the House. We'll talk about that. And we've got Senator Mark Kelly out of the critical battleground state, Arizona, as the voice of the Harris Wealth campaign this weekend.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Shannon. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Should be a good week coming up.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, thank you. Shannon Bream there. Fox News Sunday. We aired at 4 p.m. on 97.1 on Sunday afternoons. Where in the world is Griff Jenkins? Probably preparing for protests in Washington, D.C. right now. We're going to get to him after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
I'm in this beautiful plane. I'm enjoying myself. I have a wonderful suit on. And one of my people came in and said, "Sir, you know, the word garbage is the hottest thing right now out there. The hottest thing out there, sir. Would you like to drive a garbage truck?"
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
What's going on? And I'm at the White House. I literally just got into the White House, and I was on the cell, and it was breaking up. I think the Russians are listening. It could be election interference. I don't know, but I found a real modern old telephone and got in with you. How you guys
doing? Wow. Well, thank you for doing that. We appreciate the extra effort. We're doing fine. If you hear any crinkling in the background, it's because in honor of Halloween and the fact that we're Garbageans, we wore garbage bags to work today, and that's the noise that you're hearing in the background.
Listen, garbage gaffe, garbage gate, whatever we're calling it now, it really, it's fascinating. You know, no doubt there will be critics making fun of Trump. But when, you know, I think it's a fair analysis that there's good Trump and there's bad Trump. And bad Trump is when he's really angry and saying nasty things. But when good Trump's on his A game, it's hard to beat. When he was holding that rally last night, wearing the jacket, then he makes a joke. He's like, "I wasn't going to wear it. I didn't want to wear it. They told me it made me look thinner.
Yeah.
Like, I want to wear it." That's the kind of personality, charisma that really connects, all the while he's also connecting with actual garbage man. I just rode a lime scooter to the White House because that's what happens in the swamp. You have traffic and you can't park a car. And I got behind a trash truck. And at first I was like, "Oh God, this stinks. I'm stuck on a lime scooter behind a trash truck." But then I was like looking in the window at those guys. You know, he connects with garbage people. And it's such a contrast to, you know, the closing argument for Kamala's very strong but choreographed and highly produced final closing argument speech, which was where? In the swamp.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with the everyday trash men all across the country or any other everyday American.
And, you know, Griff, the controversy now is, did the White House or why did the White House write out the transcript of Biden's comments in the way that they did? You know, they put the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters with an apostrophe S as if it was only referring to that comedian. We know that is not what he was saying.
Well, you're right, Kim. And, you know, we've got these House Republicans now sent a letter to the White House counsel yesterday to ask if that apostrophe altering would change the context of the historical words that were spoken, which would be a violation of the Presidential Records Act. I don't know where that goes. We'll see what comes of that. But the bigger point in the bigger part of this gaffe is actually the transcript correction is the White House saying, don't trust your ears, trust what we told you. That's not what he meant to say. He meant to say this. When we've seen Biden struggling and sadly in elderly decline for years, if not months, we had the White House telling us, don't trust your eyes. So really, we're at this point where it's like, no, you're not seeing what you're seeing. You're not hearing what we all heard. I mean, there was an intonation in his voice in those comments that makes it difficult to correct with grammar. And trust me, I was a C student English major in college. I know about these things. But I think really it's the larger picture of the slight to just average Americans, like, no, you don't know what you heard. You don't know what you saw. And I think that plays. I think that actually factors in.
Griff, there's a reason that people love you so much. And one of them is you're a highly trained Washington correspondent for a network news channel, and you took a Lime scooter to the White House today.
Listen, I should have taken a picture of myself. I first started doing it just because the White House is under, you know, we've got, this thing is like Fort Knox here. They're building the inauguration stage, but they've also got a lot of fencing and security around because of the anticipated protests. I was talking about it with you last week that I'm going to be out in the middle of the night covering, so hopefully there's no bedlam. But
Wait, walls work?
Yeah, apparently walls work. We just don't put them on the southern border. We just put them in Washington, D.C. But, the easiest way to get around, because these things cause lots of traffic, is these little Lime scooters. So you just zip all around and go in and out of cars and hope you don't get run over or killed.
Carl and I rode them all over D.C. last time we were there, didn't we?
So easy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, not only does Griff ride Lime scooters, but he also runs marathons with his daughter. I actually saw that Fox News gave you a shout out, right?
Oh, Kim, you are so kind. Yes. You know, so I have run the Marine Corps Marathon a bunch of times before, but my 23-year-old daughter had asked me, Dad, I want to run the marathon. It's like, all right, well, I'll sign you up. We'll do it. It's like, I can't do it without you.
Oh.
And so here we are, you know, I went for one run for 8 miles the week before, but on the eve of it, it's like, I'm not in shape. I'm a 53-year-old guy working way too many crazy hours. But when your daughter, your 23-year-old daughter says, I need you, Dad, you got to answer the call. So here's the end of the story. I'm feeling good. We're taking off. She's all happy. I can feel she's like feeling confident because I got her started and we're running. We get to about mile 10. Man, I can't tell you how many problems I had. I had calf cramps. I had knee pain, and my hip was tweaking doing something. So I finally sent her and said, go. You just go. Finish this. You got this. She was comfortable enough. And then I figured out some way to hack another 15 miles out of the whole thing. And when Brett gave me a shout out, he said, and Madeline finished more than 30 minutes ahead of her dad. Hey, Dad, pick it up. Come on.
You did finish, though.
I did finish, yeah. Oh,
how do you Griff. Only run 8 miles before you go run a marathon, Griff? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Let me, as a public service announcement, let me say that I do not recommend attempting such idiocy. And it's disappointing on so many levels, Kim, that, you know, I thought when I would be in my 50s, I'd be like a grown, smart, wise adult. Apparently, this is hard proof that I'm not. But the worst part of it is, And this is the 10th time I ran Marine Corps. And you don't, you know, if you're a fast guy, you try and break four and run in the 3 hours. You're really cooking. Most of my marathons, I just wanted to break 5 hours and be 4:59.
Yeah.
Well, this one, in mile 25, the very last mile, they have an announcer, come on, one more mile. And they have the gun clock, which tells you how long has elapsed since it started. And it's like 5:48, 49. I got like 12, 11 minutes left, and I am hobbling along, but I stuck it out and came in just under 6 hours.
Man alive. Did you like go take an ice bath? I remember when my wife ran the Chicago Marathon, she took an ice bath afterwards to try to alleviate some of the pain to the muscles and the joints.
Again, further evidence of a deficiency in wisdom. I went straight to the beer tent and gave her my coupon. Say, give me the strongest beer you got.
A man after my own heart, except I could never have finished that marathon. Griff, we appreciate you, my friend. We're looking forward to wherever we are at this point next week. We may have to get some bonus Griff earlier in the week next week after the election.
Well, I'll be happy to do it, and we'll see where it goes. Buckle up. We're in the home stretch.
Yes, we are. Thank you. Griff Jenkins there live up in D.C. this morning. What a story.
I cannot believe he did that. I mean, that's fantastic. The fact that he could even finish the race is phenomenal.
If you are a fan of bourbon like I am, or you know somebody who's a fan of bourbon, there's a fundraiser going on right now for Backstoppers. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up in just a minute.
Be a proud supporter of Donald Trump. Grab a trash bag, go stand in line, and vote.
Yeah, you should. Not sure what that final sound was he made there, but that was on the listener line. Thanks for calling in. By the way, my wife is out standing in line to vote this morning out in St. Charles County. The polls are open. That's the message here. There has been a lawsuit filed seeking a temporary injunction against the elections director if he will not allow watchers into the polls. There's a hearing tomorrow morning. In the meantime, do not believe any reports you've read that the polls aren't open. They are open in St. Charles County. You can early vote today out there. So we did an interview with Travis Hines at about 6:20 this morning, the guy who actually filed for the TRO. You can find that up there on demand on our podcast, or hit the rewind button if you're on the Odyssey app to about 6:20. You can hear his reasons for filing that. We wanted to be sure we got that news out early and often today. All right. I don't know. I'm a big bourbon fan. And there is a raffle going on right now that made my eyes just about bulge out of my head. I got Charlie Metzner with me from the St. Louis Hero Network. Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fine. It was great seeing you at the St. Louis Bourbon Festival a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw you there, and a few days before that at the Whiskey Society. So we got to stop running each other like that, huh?
it's true. And, you know, speaking of bourbon, I have to tell people, there's a holy grail of bourbon. It's called Pappy Van Winkle. It's really hard to get. If you can get it, it's usually really expensive. And somehow, for your bourbon raffle here, you've got the whole family of Pappy Van Winkle.
Yeah, we got all six bottles, the whole vertical, which is what they call it. So we got the Pappy Van Winkle, the 12-year Lot B, the 13-year Rye, the 15-year, which is my personal favorite, the 20-year Pappy, and the 23-year Pappy.
Wow. And this is all, of course, all the money that you're raising from this is going to Backstoppers, right?
Correct. I'm on the committee. I'm the founder of the St. Louis Hero Network and a St. Louis City firefighter, but I'm also a proud committee member of the Guns and Hoses. And last year, we raised about $71,000 for Guns and Hoses. So with this raffle, my goal is to raise over $100,000 for Guns and Hoses, which benefits Backstoppers, who, you know, takes care of line of duty death family.
Yeah. I believe a ticket is $75, right?
Correct. So one for 75 or three for 200, and then we have a $10 bonus one, a Sazerac basket with five bottles in
it. And I tell people that because, you know, I mean, $75 seems like, well, maybe that's a lot for a raffle ticket. What you have a chance of winning here would be, I'm just guessing here, there's probably $8,000 or $9,000 worth of value just in the Pappy Van Winkle vertical. You could win a vertical of Weller with all of the great Weller bourbons. There's Blanton's as well with three or four bottles of Blanton's, 1782, the Sazerac basket. I mean, there are $15,000 worth of prizes here?
Well, yeah, I would say on the high end, the Pappy's probably worth about $12,000. If you bought it on secondary, because like you said, they're just impossible to find. Especially if you get like anything above the lot B is almost impossible to find for a decent price for under $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we also have Gray Eagle, who the president of Gray Eagle is also, or the CEO of president of Gray Eagle is also the president of Guns and Hoses. So he gave us a bunch of consolation prizes too, from like Nulu, Buzzard's Roost, 10th Mountain, and some more are coming. We're still accepting donations for this raffle too. So if you don't want to enter the raffle, we'll always accept, you know, some more bottles to raise money for Guns and Hoses.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so just tell people how they can. The winner will be announced December 4th, so you've still got some time. Right. What's the best way is to go to the St. Louis Hero Network website or what?
Yeah, so if you go to St. Louis Hero Network or our Facebook page, you can find it under our website. It's going to be under featured events. You know, that's the easiest way to do it, because the website is like onebitpal.net, / bourbon for backstoppers. So that's a little more difficult.
It's a little more complicated. Just look up the St. Louis Hero Network and you'll find a link to this. And it's a great cause. Love the folks at Backstoppers and love what you're doing for them, Charlie. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Mark. I appreciate you.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Charlie Metzner there with the St. Louis Hero Network. I first met him a couple of years ago. The folks at the St. Louis Bourbon Society were, whenever they hold their bourbon festival up here, a portion of the proceeds goes to St. Louis Hero Network, which, of course, helps firefighters and first responders and all that. So,
yeah, like the family indeed. Of T.J. Brown, right? The Ferguson police officer who was attacked during the anniversary of Michael Brown's death.
Yeah.
Still in the hospital.
They do a lot of great work over there, and we really appreciate that. All right. So, Kim, I don't know about you. First of all, thank you for the great costume idea today. I've gotten lots of compliments on it here online and on the Rumble page and Facebook page and all that stuff.
Good. Thanks for going along with it. I'm sorry for everyone listening if you've heard us crinkling all morning. I've been trying to not move.
It's hard for four hours. It's not easy being green. It's not easy being Oscar the Grouch and the garbage can. It's just not. We got garbage bags on with garbage attached to them, since we are fellow garbage people, just like the rest of you.
We're just Trump supporters. Yeah, voting for Hitler.
just out there voting for Hitler. Good luck to you. Don't forget to go vote. Vote early. Vote often. We'll have more updates for you on it, of course, tomorrow with the turnout. And that's what else can you do, man? It's going to come down to turnout. You got to call all your friends and get them out to vote. If you know anybody in the swing states, reach out to them this week. Make sure they voted. Unless you know they're a Democrat, then don't call them. All right, Kilmeade's coming up next. Annie and Mark are in later today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com